Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Your daily dose of calm amidst the chaos, right? You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute, replaying every little thing, overthinking every decision? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like our brains have their own personal Netflix marathon playing on loop, and usually it's reruns of past anxieties or worst-case scenarios. Today, we're tackling something super important. Letting go of those negative thoughts and harnessing the power of mindful thinking. Because honestly, folks, those negativity spirals can be exhausting. They drain our energy, cloud our judgment, and leave us feeling completely overwhelmed. But here's the thing, we have a choice, we don't have to let those thoughts control us. Think of your mind like a muscle, right? The more you flex it in one direction negativity, the stronger that path gets. But with mindful thinking, we can start building new neural pathways, creating space for positive and constructive thoughts to thrive. Now, before you roll your eyes and say mindfulness, that's just some hippie mumbo-jumbo, hear me out. This isn't about sitting cross-legged chanting in a yoga studio, although that can be helpful too. It's about actively paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Like, when you notice those negative thoughts creeping in, acknowledge them, hey, there's that anxious thought again. But don't engage with them, don't let them run the show. Just gently observe them, like watching clouds drift by, then redirect your focus to something else. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from those negativity spirals. 1. Practice self-compassion. First things first, be kind to yourself. We all have negative thoughts, it's human nature. Instead of beating yourself up for having them, acknowledge them with understanding and move on. Treat yourself like you would treat a good friend who's going through something tough. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Don't just accept those thoughts as fact. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Often, our fears are based on assumptions, not reality. 3. Reframe your perspective. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, try to look at the situation from a different angle. Can you find any silver linings? Are there any lessons to be learned? Shifting your perspective can have a huge impact on your mood and outlook. 4. Focus on gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. This could be anything from enjoying a delicious meal to spending quality time with loved ones. Cultivating gratitude helps shift your focus away from negativity and towards positivity. 5. Engage in activities you enjoy. Make time for things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Whether it's reading, listening to music, exercising, or spending time in nature, these activities can help lift your spirits and reduce stress. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of negativity? Like every thought is a wave crashing over you, leaving you exhausted and depleted. Imagine this. You're at the beach on a sunny day, the waves are gently rolling in, and you're building a sandcastle with your kids. Suddenly, a big storm rolls in, and those gentle waves become powerful, crashing against the shore. Your sandcastle is washed away, you get soaked, and it feels like everything is going wrong. That's what those negative thoughts can feel like, overwhelming, destructive, and completely draining. But just like with the storm, there's a calm after the chaos. You can choose to build your sandcastle again, stronger this time. You can learn from the experience, adapt your strategy, and enjoy the sun-kissed beach once more. That's the power of mindful thinking. It helps you navigate those storms, regain control, and find peace amidst the chaos. So remember, folks, letting go of negativity isn't about being Pollyanna-ish or ignoring reality. It's about acknowledging our thoughts, accepting them without judgment, and choosing to focus on what's positive and constructive. Take those deep breaths, practice self-compassion, and remember you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to manage negative thoughts? Share your insights in the comments below or tag us on social media using #StoicMindsetReset. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of calm and control, because life's too short to be anything but awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.